The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
He's right, all right. The time be nigh.
Time for what?
To take you down to the jiggle hut. Have old Trixie flip you over and give you your first Tuscaloosa dumpling.
Oh, all right. That's good. I like dumplings.
It ain't food, boy.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that believes she was a flamboyant, Italian transsexual, in a previous life. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
That is absolutely correct. I didn't even know that you remembered that.
How could I forget?
Or is that how you really feel?
That's the only spirituality you have.
Is it really?
That's it. That's it. In like 12 years of being with you. That is as spiritual as I've seen you get.
Well, welcome to number 110 of the show. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, deliciousness?
Not a whole lot.
All right. My goodness. RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com. Give us a call, 941-421-0401.
Yeah.
It has been a week. I'm glad that you're uppity up now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Ingesting your coffee.
Wow. That's what it takes sometimes.
It does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, we almost did not have a show tonight.
Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, I kind of felt bad. You've been up late the past couple nights, and I don't know. You've been working.
Just taking a nap.
I know.
I'm telling you. It's awesome. You should try it once in a while.
No, we've got... Well, we got a lot of stuff today.
What do we got?
We got stuff for Valentine's. We got stuff that has to do with a little bit of the cannabis. We got some BDSM. We got a lot of stuff. We got your tits, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Tits.
Man.
You got it.
All uppity up in your stuff. Yeah. My goodness. Saturday, I had a lot of fun.
Did you?
We had a lot of fun. Did you?
Well, did you?
Yeah, I did. Did you?
I had a good time. I don't know about you.
I had a good time.
Good.
Kind of weird moments, but all in all, I would say a good time.
Weird moments, huh?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I don't want to talk about that here.
Okay.
Just weird moments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up then, if you don't want me to talk about it.
Well, we did, so that's it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So what do we got going on today?
I know.
What's up?
Well, Valentine's Day is Sunday, so this is my show before... Well, actually, no, I'm about to say this is my last show before Valentine's Day, but it's not because I've got Friday afternoon and Friday night.
You got it. But it's the last Katie's World before.
That's right. Valentine's. It's the last Katie's World before Valentine's Day.
And God knows when whoever's listening to this is actually listening to this, whether it's Valentine's or 2 weeks from now or whatever.
You know, that's true.
You just don't know, but you can just save it for a pre-Valentine's
if you really want to.
Yeah, you don't really have to though. Doesn't matter.
And last night was the Super Bowl. Denver won. Speaking of, I got an explanation later on this morning of what Miss Amber drunk texted me last night.
What's up?
Well, for all those of you that don't know, Amber, she likes to text sometimes late at night when she's drunk or when she takes Ambien or both. Nah. And I got kind of a text, you should congrats me. Guess what? Shithead. I'm thinking, okay, she's shit faced because she usually goes from I love you to fuck you in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
We love her anyway. That's just how she is.
Plus, well, you were exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
No.
So.
You'd be fine. Then you'd be falling over. All in like 25.25 seconds.
It happens.
It does. Well, it did.
Well, it did happen.
Well,
yeah, not anymore.
Now you get to watch it to happen to somebody else.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat, isn't it?
It is.
Cool. So what's the
I can't get mad at her.
What's the explanation of the text? Because you had earlier that night, she's a Denver fan, and you sent her something.
Yeah,
something.
I said, I was like, go Denver.
You
know,
yeah. Whatever.
Yay, because I knew that. I know that's her team.
Yeah.
Well, the asshole that, the controlling asshole who sent me the text from her phone and didn't want her coming down and said, no funny business, texted her.
Douche nozzle.
Yes.
Okay.
So, which she called shithead.
Okay.
So he texted her and was like, hey, congratulations on your win.
Really?
She's like, why the fuck?
I thought he hated her.
Exactly. And that whole girlfriend was fake.
What?
That he had. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So fake?
It was all fake.
Why?
Because he wanted to, like, was like, oh, well, I don't need you.
To make Amber jealous?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Huh. Dudes are weird.
He's fucking crazy.
So. For those of you who don't know, Amber dated this dude. Amber's about to come over. Was about to come over months ago, 3-4 months ago. Come over and visit us and go to Razzfest and shit. And then dude got all weird after like a week of dating and like just like almost pitching a fit.
He went psycho.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And so now he's popping back up 4 months later.
Yeah.
Awesome. Guys are smart.
So we'll see what happens.
And you wonder why dudes never get laid sometimes. I don't know why. I never get laid, Katie. I don't get it. Oh. Why do women think I'm a stalker?
I'm telling you, coming up later, I do have an article that kind of goes along with that. I have some to talk about. These are the awful comments that guys make in bed.
Okay.
And some of them are really, really bad.
Okay. So she thought she was texting him.
No. She was explaining that she was texting me to let me know, like, hey, guess who congratulated me on the win? It was shithead. But it was a little gerbil.
It was in code.
Right.
Okay. We had to translate it from normal people from Amber to normal people, drunk Amber to normal people.
Yeah. But it was cool. But then, like, I went back. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So.
Huh.
I wasn't even thinking that. I'm like, wow, because she's texting me mean things before in the middle of the night that I've woken up to. I'm like, wow, Amber, tell me how you really feel. Love you too.
So the dude, after 4 months of being a douchebag 4 months ago, decided, hey, we're going to pop back. How did she ever find out that that was like a fake girl? You know, because after he pitched a fit, she came over here, visited. All was cool, and then, you know, you saw pictures on his social media with him with a girl, whatever, but it didn't really matter.
Yeah, it was his friend, and he was posing as his girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Just to try to just, like...
Piss her off.
Yeah, just to piss her off, but it didn't. So, and then after a couple of days, all those pictures disappeared.
They dated for, like a week. They went out, like, 2-3 times. That doesn't mean you're getting married. Come on, seriously.
It's ridiculous.
No.
Going through your phone.
That's
going
crazy.
Through all your stuff. It's like, oh my God. Getting jealous because you have a guy that called you. It's like, you've been with me a week.
Exactly. I might have other guys may call too. I haven't exactly put out the bad signal for everybody to stop calling me.
That's right. This bat cave still is not vacant.
I'm just saying. Gets lonely when nobody's around. Empty, well, echoey.
Yeah, but according to that dude, she'd never be alone. You'd be like stuck to her like glue.
Yeah.
Stalkerish type. Well, Valentine's Day is coming, as I said. This is the last show for Valentine's Day. This 25-year-old Australian guy, he hopes to cash in big with his ass.
His ass.
Well, yeah, he's selling Valentine's Day cards with his ass stamped on them for $6 a pop.
Are we talking about natural stamping? Or?
Yep, painting his ass.
Not natural. Never mind.
Oh, no.
Well.
Oh, no, not
whatever.
That. It's like when I did the claim stamps.
Okay.
When I painted my pussy and I stuck it on people. But
so he's putting his ass on cards?
He's putting his ass
kiss
on
my
cards.
Ass for Valentine's?
Sort of. He said
lick
he
my
can't,
taint.
He said he can't taint Valentine's Day without you.
You know it, baby. Woo-woo!
Don't you make my brown eye blue. Well, he said he credits this idea to his older sister. And yeah. I was like, all right, that's kind of weird. But it all started when the family decided to try to top one another by giving like worse and worse Valentine's Day cards. Mm-hmm. Some were highly inappropriate and others had just like terrible puns. So he figured, all right, well, fuck it. Why not? This is a great way to make some money. So, but he said he had to squat on 10 pictures, like 10 pieces of paper before he got the right print.
Yeah. And before he learned how to do the proper aspirant.
Yeah. Well, just to be clear, though, the cards are printed. They're not actual paint ass print originals.
Oh, so they're like a print of the print.
Right.
Okay. So why would you do that? That sucks balls. I wouldn't want one now.
I don't know.
I don't want a reproduction.
I guess if there's pubes or fecal matter or
whatever.
I don't know.
You get what you get.
Ones.
It's art.
Yeah,
fuck
it is
off.
Art.
I could have finger painted, and we're not going to say, is there a hair in that finger paint? Were you wearing a hairnet while you painted my portrait?
There's a fingernail in the finger paint.
I'm just saying, you don't eat it.
I like to
It's a card
it.
For crying out loud. It's not a food product.
Nah, you never know what people do with it.
Nah.
But he said he also has ideas for Christmas cards and Mother's Day cards.
Little mushroom stampies.
Oh my gosh,
tea
I have
bags.
The perfect idea. No, we could make Easter cards and you could do the whole
tea bags.
Dick stamp and I could make it into a butterfly. So you do a dick stamp and then I paint butterfly wings on it. And then
okay.
It's like, happy spring or happy Easter.
Okay. Well, you could do the same thing for like a children's birthday card.
Oh, no.
No?
Not a dick stamp.
Well, it's a butterfly.
I'm not a kid.
Who
no.
else? Who does butterflies? Kids.
Oh, Jesus.
Why would you do a butterfly?
Because this is adult fun.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Could do a mushroom.
You could do mushroom.
Kids don't like mushrooms.
Mushrooms are fun. 4th of July, make it into like a rocket or a firecracker.
See, there you go. Now you're thinking something an adult might like. Maybe. Little pieces of candy. Say, kitty, come here. Have some candy.
No, I forgot. I forgot what the whole point of, like, where I...
It was the ass-printed cards. You're talking about making your own.
No, I know, but I had this, like, great idea for the dick print, and then just went away.
An Easter bunny, maybe?
No. Oh, yeah. Actually, it was, you put it on a cross, but he has risen, or come again. Second coming. Okay. Yeah, I know. It was like, all right, that's just not good now.
Well, you circled back for that one, too.
I did.
You dropped it off, came around, and tried to pick it back up again.
I'm kind of getting better at that.
Generally, when you drop off the crackhead, you just leave her on the corner.
No.
I'm just saying.
I like to pick it back up.
No, we don't do that.
Confuses them.
She's going to throw up in the back of your car.
It's like a Groundhog Day. Keep it going again. Come on.
Okay.
To confuse them. It's my entertainment.
Sure it is.
It is.
Okay.
All right now.
Yeah.
Ah, released last week, since today's Monday, but released last week, they have cannabis tampons.
Cannabis tampons?
Cannapons.
I don't even know what to say.
Canapes.
There's got to be a good marketing term in there somewhere.
It has to be, but it's for menstrual cramps, like menstrual pain and cramps.
Oh.
Yeah, the product is called Foria Relief. Foria. Like here. But it's the first and only cannabis suppository dedicated to treat period cramps. Because remember we talked about the suppositories that go up your butt?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are the only ones for cramps that you put in your pussy.
Okay. I don't know what the difference between the butt ones and the pussy ones would be.
Well, this one has different ingredients in it, too.
Okay.
It has organic cocoa butter, THC oil, and CBD isolate. It's a compound in cannabis. They sell it in powdered form or crystal form.
Yeah, CBD is the what they say they give to like
cancer patients.
Yes,
and
that,
stuff
that doesn't get you high. Part of weed that's supposedly an anti-inflammatory, good for you, kind of an action.
But the THC oil will get you high.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Theoretically.
Well, it's got cocoa butter too, so it'll be like, oh, it smells nice.
How do I know it's true? I don't know it's true.
I don't know.
I don't believe anybody. Earth's flat.
It says the combo of the THC and the CBD is designed to activate certain cannabinoid receptors in the pelvic region. And the company also says that it also makes marijuana-infused lube called Foria Pleasure.
Hmm. I wonder if we get them to send us some of that.
I don't know.
We got to move to California, don't we?
Or Colorado.
Well,
I'd rather move to California. Well,
that's the thing, too, is a lot of these companies that are doing things like that, they're kind of stuck in the state that they're in. You know what I mean? Because they can't really, like, transmute it across state lines, I don't think. I don't know. I think they're kind of stuck in the state they're in.
Oh, yeah, because I think that, you know, their license is like California license. Wait, no. Maybe not. I don't know. I got to find out.
I don't know either, but I know the things that I've seen, a lot of the people who are to it, they're kind of stuck in the state that they're in, whatever state they're in. Mm. You know, they're kind of there, and if they want to set up one in Colorado, they got to go to Colorado and set something up physically.
Wow.
You can't just ship it in, I don't think. I think you actually have to produce it in the state.
Now, is it legal to say, well, oh, okay, produce it. So
I think so, yeah. So you'd actually have to, like,
set up. You can't have a pot farm somewhere else.
I don't think that it works that way yet. I'm pretty sure that most
states. You mean, again, because we used to grow pot in Florida a long time ago. It was pot and tobacco.
Sure. What? What do you mean?
Marijuana was a cash crop.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Was it?
Like, way back in the day.
Sure.
Was.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't mean to stop you.
You did.
You seemed to be on a roll.
I don't remember. Yeah, and it was probably better than the one you circled around for.
Circle around.
You did earlier, and you circled around to pick up a crackhead.
Yeah, and look what I got. You. Here you are.
I was already riding.
Oh, my God. I did stumble upon some weird things that they say get you horny.
Okay.
I mean, there's usual stuff that I mean, what gets you horny?
Drugs. Okay. Like hard drugs, psychogenics, you know, mushrooms, acid.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Kind of like on Bull Viagra.
So what in realm of what? In terms of what? A movie, a song, a food? What are you talking about? You got to be a little more specific here.
Well, is there anything that you think is kind of weird, not the norm, that gets you horny?
Meaning thing, meaning song.
Anything.
Purple person, place, thing.
Sure.
Animal, vegetable.
Yes.
I don't know. It's too broad. You got to be more specific.
It's too broad. So nothing.
Is there
nothing,
anything? Pussy. When there's a pussy in front of my face that's ready to ride my cock, I get pretty horny. Yeah.
It's not. No.
When there's a girl who wraps her mouth around my cock, I get pretty horny.
No, I asked.
That's a situation.
I asked anything weird.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. You can't think of anything.
No,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is that brain trauma can cause you to get horny.
Okay.
Like if you get, you know, like a concussion or if you, whatever.
Okay.
Maybe that's what happened to me when I was young.
No.
When I had my cranial crack.
No.
It's because my head's soft.
I think you're fine.
All right. Well, grief. That's why people like to fuck at funerals.
Grief? Well, yeah. It's just emotion in general.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't ever.
See, so you
I've
did have some examples, and none of them were actual things like a smell. They were feelings, emotions, that kind of weird.
Well, there's a variety.
Okay.
That's why it's rabies. It says rabies. If you're infected by rabies, it makes you horny.
Okay.
So you get like ravenous rabies.
I'm not sure if I want to bite your face off or hump you.
How about both?
I don't really know, but I'm foamy.
Hump you should bite your face.
Foam everywhere.
Breastfeeding. Now that's a weird thing.
No. Why is that? Why is that strange? You're suckling on a boob. Go on.
No, it talks about getting horny while you're breastfeeding your child.
Oh, while you're breastfeeding your child, not while you're breastfeeding.
That's normal.
See, you got to be more specific.
That's normal.
Yeah, sucking on a booby would tend to do it for me, too.
But for a woman to get turned on
while somebody's licking their nipple, yeah.
While her baby is eating.
Well, what if you fell asleep and you're half asleep and half not? And you don't realize, and you're kind of half in, half out.
I don't know.
And all you feel is something suckling on your nipple. And you kind of liked it for a second, but you were sleeping, so you didn't realize it was your child. It's not your fault.
I don't know.
Nothing wrong with that.
I just said it sounds weird.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, you know. You don't necessarily want to associate your baby with.
No, you don't. What do you mean necessarily? No, you don't.
Well, I just gave you an example where it wouldn't be that person's fault, now would it? If you woke up and that was happening, you just, okay, stop. And whatnot, but you know, shit happens. What are you gonna do?
Junk food. It says junk food makes you horny.
I've never heard that. That's weird.
I haven't heard that one.
I thought
either.
It was the opposite.
Just make you lethargic and tired.
Yeah.
And just like, eh.
Yeah. Well, the sugar, whatever. Didn't we see something or something about eating certain things? Or you did a story on it, but about having certain things before trying to have sex that wasn't really good for you to want to have sex?
Yes.
Like sugar, caffeine.
Sugar, caffeine, stuff like that. Yeah, I do remember that. So I don't know. I guess it'll make you horny, but it's like, no, you're drunk. You're drunk, and then you eat food, junk food because you're drunk, and then you're horny because you're drunk.
There you go.
I'm going to give it that one. And then here's this last one. I don't... Star Trek sounds? The sound effects from Star Trek.
Pew! Pew!
Whatever. That's maybe at some conventions that's what does it. Maybe,
so how about you answer like your own question? And instead of grilling me about not being specific, why don't you throw something out there, like, lady?
Well, I don't think what gets me horny is weird. Like the smell of leather.
Okay. Like, why is that not weird?
That's what I said. I don't think it's weird. It's
cowhide.
Okay. Well, I'm not walking up to a cow and sniffing its butt. I'm like, I like the smell of leather.
Okay.
I don't know. She asked me a question.
I was just waiting for more.
I don't have any more.
That's it?
That's it.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
I don't think what gets me horny is weird. Huh. Okay, okay.
Well, watching a dude fuck a hacked off torso.
That's not weird.
Sure, it's not.
Hentai is weird.
Okay. Hentai is not weird. It's animation.
Okay. Well, then see, what I think is weird is not what you think is weird and vice versa.
It's kind of a hard question, isn't it?
I wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah. Except for the fact that you prepared it.
I wasn't prepared to answer the question.
Okay.
See, I give that to you.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Good.
I get a new job for you.
How'd that work out?
I want to talk about the social media company. They're catering to Germany's adult industry. And they're creating a new sex position, but it's not quite the position that you think.
I wasn't thinking a position. But
Kaufmich.com.
Okay.
Which means buy me.
Okay.
In German. They've announced that they are hiring a full-time prostitute tester. The man or woman chosen, they're going to review brothels in Germany, emphasizing on service, cleanliness, and compliance with like safe sex procedures.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was legal in Germany. Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Apparently so.
Yep.
Wow.
Job requirement is they have to have sex with prostitutes, obviously.
Okay.
And no, the site wants
like a secret shopper.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They want to be the new, like, the TripAdvisor for brothels.
Good.
They say clients should be able to check out the quality of the brothels before they go.
That'd be
like
awesome.
Like they do with the hotels.
Give it like a Michelin star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Cool.
And like the idea, like the ideal candidate, they should enjoy having fun with other people and not be afraid of contact. Reviewers should also have a business degree, full health certificate to make sure they're free of all STDs and stuff, and be fluent in French. Mm-hmm.
French.
Mm-hmm. Be fluent in French, and knowing the ins and outs of the brothels is a plus.
Hmm. Why French for a German? That makes no sense.
It does make no sense. Maybe some of the a lot of the prostitutes are from France.
I like how
France.
You slipped in whores there. That's awesome. Wow. Wow.
Maybe some of the press.
Hey, maybe some of them whores speak French over there, man. They like that Frenchy stuff, man. It gets them all revved up. Yeah, either Frenchy. Some of them like that Italian too, man. You might want to learn that, man. Italian and Frenchy.
I know Italian. Bonjour, no. See?
Nice. In Germany, though.
Cool. Yeah, in Germany. So I'm guessing that a lot of the... Because it didn't explain why that speaking fluent French is... You know, they want you to do that. I would only assume that a lot of the girls that work there speak French.
Maybe like after World War II, they just brought a lot of French people back behind the wall there. And they've been brotheling them out.
brotheling them
brotheling,
out.
Whoring them out. I was going to say whoring, but I didn't want to say whore. I was trying to avoid being like mean.
Stop it.
To the whores. I don't like being mean to the whores. Unless it's a crack whore, you can be mean to them. Don't circle back around for them either. Leave them on the corner.
Only if you want to confuse them. if you want to, you can do that. Well, whatever.
Didn't know that it was legal in Germany. Is that being made up? Like, they're just going to send you to illegal brothels and get you busted?
I don't know.
You write your article, this is the 8th best brothel in the world.
Well, we're
right
going to...
Right here in Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf.
But in a French accent.
Sure. Well, we're going to go. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to the little clippy poo of...
You'll get it right eventually.
The fast forward. I don't know. We're going to go to intermission. I'm just going to call it intermission.
Stand by for an awesome clip.
But...
finish.
I was going to say, but when we come back, this goes along with the whole TripAdvisor brothel. This is for your tits, man. These are unique brothels from around the world.
Cool.
Yeah. So stick around for more Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
If you go past the toy chest, there's a little
gay bar
thing outside. No, it's a strip club, actually. Oh, okay. Well, the sign reads Dwarf Toss Returns. The topless bar is holding a contest where people hurl little people at soft Velcro walls.
Yeah,
this has kind of enraged thousands of people, including the little people of America.
I don't know about enraged. I mean, whatever.
I remember them doing this and even televised.
Sure.
A long time ago, like in the 80s and shit.
Sure, I'm just surprised people will do it. Like, there's some LPs out there that'll get tossed.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, too, is you know what it's about, and you are a little person, so you signed up for this. You knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah. You know, but when somebody's got to make a living, they got to make a living. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It's not like it's unforced, unwilling dwarf tossing. We're talking about consensual dwarf tossing.
It is very consensual. I mean, they signed the waiver, and I'm sure they're getting paid for it. But it says the little people of America, they've worked really, really hard for a long time to make sure the little people aren't treated as objects. And then this kind of just, boom, throws it in their face like, hey, okay, we're throwing you at a Velcro wall.
Well, you know, if a dude's willing to do it, then a dude's willing to do it. But,
you probably might feel guilty. But there's a petition going around that has over 3,000 signatures already. And the local news has tried to contact the owner of the toy chest. And he has a similar contest going on at another one of his clubs that he owns called the Windsor. Huh. And, yeah.
That one's just a crack whore toss. He gets some, like, 80-pound crack whores to throw. Nobody cares about that one.
Whee!
They don't care about crack whore abuse.
They don't care about
LP abuse.
Yeah.
If somebody's willing to do it, whatever. It shouldn't be illegal. It's pretty insensitive. Whatever. You know. So like, just get on there and pick at them. I mean, what the fuck? You don't like it? But,
well, they're doing it. They have a protest scheduled for the night, and they're saying, you know, why does it have to be them? Why little people? Is it
because they're a lot easier to toss than full size people are not easy to fucking toss. I think that's most of it. Is you have to find somebody that you're able to actually throw.
Why don't you just toss little like women?
Maybe like amputees?
Oh,
like,
my god!
Quad amputees? They'd be nice and light. You should do amputee toss.
That's terrible.
Why is that terrible? Why is that more terrible than tossing little people?
Do you remember the cartoon called The Oddballs?
Why are amputees' lives more valuable than little people? I don't know why you would value them more than any other life. Katie, that's pretty insensitive. I don't know why you're really attacking little people. Is it because you're tall?
Oh my god.
Is it because you're tall?
I am not for either of them.
They don't really,
I think both
don't
of
like
them
you
are
either,
bad.
Just so you know.
I have a friend on Facebook. He's a little person. And he is my friend.
Okay, so their lives are worth the same as a double amputee?
Yes.
Okay, because when I said that you could toss double amputee, you scoffed.
I didn't get excited over little person tossing either.
Well, but like amputee tossing, you had a little passion. You were like, oh my god, that's just too far. Why is that too far?
Well, because maybe I feel a little closer to that, because at some point I have a feeling I'm going to lose a limb.
Or two, or maybe more,
or become paralyzed.
I wonder, could we do, you know how they have those giant people-sized balloons and they like play soccer in them and shit? Can we stuff a double amputee in one of them and like they could be the ball? You know what I mean? Instead of having a ball. It's not like a kicky ball. It's a run into him and ball, but that quad amputee stuffed inside like a little pimento.
Like a fucking dog treat in a Kong. Well, I mean, come on now.
But it might be fun.
Do you know how hot that would be? And how the hell would you get, what if the guy needed to get
out?
You
those little bubbles anyway. Well, you let him out. You don't just leave him in there. You fucking help him out. What? Those people are fully capable, Katie.
We're going to move on now. I'm done. I'm done with that topic.
And now, on with the show.
action on both sides. It ain't Wyatt Earp. With the good gas and a hood mask, still fire burp. Your hands high, them peeps clapping, ain't high at church. You can telemarket, I'm phoning in, so let's work. Wyatt Taylor ain't I am hit when they got your pension. Know why they send them shit? I have then become Wyatt to the bench. Doctors are watching trying to find a way to them. You let a new white camera to that switch box. I'm never pissed off, even off the deal. That's not my chill. In the trunk, bitch.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. This is 110.
110.
110. And me and SC in the motherfucking his house.
Get in the trunk.
Bitch.
You.
Anyway, had to throw that out there.
Did you?
Hey, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at KinkyKatieRadio. I have dirty pictures on there.
I heard you got a special Facebook page, too.
I do. What's Kinky that? Katie Radio.
You got a website, I heard, too.
At KinkyKatieRadio.com. A lot of you listening from me right there.
Huh.
So amazing.
It's pretty simple.
Pretty much. You can Google Kinky Katie Radio and find all of my stuff.
Huh.
And more.
That's pretty convenient, Katie.
I think it's very convenient.
There's really no excuse.
Absolutely none. Well, we got Tits Man coming up.
Whoop, stand by.
Right out of the gate. Standing by.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
Well, today's Tits Man, we are going to be talking about unique brothels from around the world.
Unique brothels.
Unique brothels.
Like theme brothels?
Yeah, like interesting. Like, wow, these are kind of weird.
Cool.
I thought some of them are like, I dig it. Wait till we get to Japan.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
I thought they weren't allowed to have sex in Japan. I thought sex was illegal. Not allowed to show pubic hair to any other person.
Well, that's porn.
They just swap body fluids and test tubes.
I don't know what happened.
In Japan. On little pizzas like sushi.
They just lick the glass.
Tubes in like a tea ceremony.
Could be that way.
That's not what happens.
Could be that way.
I think that's what happens.
Let's go find out.
Yeah.
I mean, let's travel over there.
They would immediately lynch us like Gulliver in the Lilliputians. You know what I mean?
Aww.
They would immediately throw ropes over us and tie us down to the ground. You two, Raj. You, Godzilla. You leave now, Katie.
That's all right. I could just tell them that I'm on like RuPaul's Drag Race, and they'd be like, "Oh yeah."
I come over to train sumo with the best.
Shit. Right, well, first up is the Alien Cat House. That's one of Dennis Hoff's Nevada brothels.
Really?
Yeah.
The Alien Cat House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got an alien and space theme. Like, you can fucking, like, Star Wars. They've got aliens all over the place.
We actually,
like,
you talked about that on one of your shows once, I think with Dennis himself, about mm-hmm. about doing theme rooms, and he was going to do,
yeah.
So he actually does have it now.
Yes, he does have it.
Cool.
It is pretty cool. They have that you can go check out like a video, like they give you a video tour.
You got any like
place.
Three boobed women or anything?
They might.
You make a prosthetic for me?
Get at that Tridelt chick.
Yeah.
Tridevil or whatever the fuck her name
whatever.
Is.
Yeah.
I don't even
I heard
know.
You fell off a cliff.
That's...
Which is hard to do in Lakeland.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, Cliff was her cousin.
I ain't never gonna fall off him, Katie.
Mm. We have sex on wheels. The yeah. French have capitalized on the idea of mobilizing hookers.
Like put them in little wheelchairs?
No.
Like a little Segway, a little hooker Segway?
It's the Passion Wagon.
Nice.
It offers a full menu of spanking, domination, and threesomes. And it goes to car parks, campsites, and anywhere that the truck can be parked.
All right.
So it can come to you.
For the whole family.
Whee! There's a disabled-only brothel.
Ooh.
It's an escort service specifically and especially for the handicapped.
Where's that at?
It didn't say.
Huh.
But
the disabled brothel.
I want to say that I saw that on one of the, like, oh,
and
God.
An ad somewhere?
One like Taboo.
A pop-up.
Or something. It was like Sex with the Disabled. It was on that like was, a TLC show.
Yeah, I know. We actually talked about it. It was a party, though. Wasn't it a sex party coming?
Yeah, there was that like, one. There was an orgy. There the handicap orgy.
The handicap orgy is what you're thinking about, I think.
No. This was on TV that this guy, at once a year for his birthday, they take him. He's a foreigner, but then they take him to like...
Oh yeah.
To like I whatever know, like, it is, Deutschland or
brothel.
Wherever. Yeah.
So, huh.
So I'm thinking maybe that's it. I'm it not could sure. Be. But Now they have. No, this is the jack.
Before you leave the handicap brothel, now what if you're just like not physically handicapped, but you're just stupid?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on the degree.
You're handicapped, but you're not handicapped.
Well, are we like something about Mary handicapped, or are we like kind of?
Or just like Amber's ex boy, you know, douche Basil.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
No, that kind of stupid. Well, I don't know.
Somebody's got to specialize in that.
He needs to be just. I don't know. Anyway, just moving on from that. I don't want to talk about him. Yeah. He doesn't deserve it. I want to talk about the Japanese pervert train.
There's a train.
There's a train.
They love trains in Japan.
Woohoo! This is located in an actual train station. The club is a mock-up of a working passenger car, and it's filled with people. Like, it is filled with people.
Like spectators?
Just like random people. It's the schoolgirls and receptionists on the train, they don't mind a bit if you grope them. Like, you can totally molest them. Yes.
That's weird. That is really creepy.
Yeah, like, they put schoolgirls on there on purpose. You can, like, walk by and, like, feel them up and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
Now, for about $100, you're given access to the Groper's Course, where you get a menu that lists a variety of clothing options you'd like the staff to wear.
So it's really not technically a full-service brothel, more of a, like, a molester's club kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's the pervert train, but it's for an extra fee you can go to a private room with a staff member.
Okay.
So, and it doesn't say what you do in there, but I would assume that sex would be there. They also have like real train station audio playing. Like they'll give out like coming up to stop number 34.
So they're not actually on a train that's moving.
No.
Well, that sucks. I expected more. I wanted a moving train. Like you're stuck on the train. You know what I mean?
That would be cool.
Like something out of like Snowpiercer.
I want to have sex on a train.
Yeah. Yeah. I've only been on on like a train ride once.
I've done it. Like 4 or 5 times now.
Yeah, some short train rides I've done. Those don't count.
No.
20 minutes.
I'm like 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going up to New York or anything. Anyway, sorry. Let's...
Japan.
Now we go to the sex doll brothels.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if I like those either.
This is kind of creepy. It says you can pick a sex doll or what they call a Dutch wife.
Dutch wife.
From a variety of available models. Like, they have them all
set. Is that like
there.
Offensive? Dutch wife?
I don't
know.
You
trying to say something about Dutch women or what? Or somebody is.
Expressionless and they just lay there.
Oh,
and
they're
really quiet.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm part Dutch.
Huh.
Well, I mean, they have them like all sitting in chairs and on couches. It's really fucking creepy. And it's like lit like a wax museum. It's really gross. But patrons, they're encouraged to bring cameras and different outfits for the doll of their choice. Like to dress them up and defile them and take pictures of them. Wait, no. It gets worse. It says the most popular models are the petite series of child or anime-like dolls.
Yeah, no, that's not the way. I'm talking about how do you clean these things out? What are they doing?
Oh,
I mean, no, seriously.
You have to pressure wash the crotch.
I'm not doing it. No fucking way.
Said it before, I'll say it again. Douche your doll.
I mean, it's one thing if it's my doll. It's another thing if it's just some random fucking doll laying there.
What if they interchange the coochies?
You know, it's not like a regular woman snatch. You know what I mean? Like a self-cleaning woman snatch.
Right.
This is like a rubber, like bacteria-laden cave going on, you know what I mean?
You just gave me the shivers.
I'm just saying.
That's pretty gross.
It is.
That is pretty nasty. Ugh. All right, well, then we have the New Age Church Brothel. The Phoenix Goddess Temple in Arizona. Yeah. I wonder if Kevin goes to this. But the Phoenix Goddess Temple in Arizona preach sexual liberation. And they've got scantily clad clergy that accept donations in the form of sex acts.
Nice. So it's like real church.
Well, I don't know if the priests are into the little boys, but...
Well, it could be.
I don't know.
So for that, a price.
So that was my our tits man for the week.
Tits man.
So you can definitely check it out. Go Google the most unique brothels around the world, and you can find exactly where these places are if you want to go and check them out.
Just don't get your heart set on the train actually being moving.
maybe the outside, like, they have like a moving screen, so it looks like you're moving, and they shake it like.
No, I want to actually be moving, like make it like a train ride. And that those are the actual people that are there to assist you. You know what I mean? Those are actually your ushers. If you're going to go creepy, you might as well go super creepy. Yeah. Like make it a regular run from like Kyoto to Tokyo, you know?
Oh.
Like the afternoon train.
Like everybody knows, though, that's the pervert train.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can be creepy and watch, or you can be creepy and touch.
There you go. That's what I like.
It's like, I don't mind going 3 hours to work every day. The commute. I take the pervert train.
Wow. And that's a German accent in Japan. That's good.
It wasn't German.
It wasn't?
No.
That was Japanese?
Sort of. Now you have me kind of like insecure. Like, I don't know.
Sounded a little Dutch, maybe.
I am Dutch, so that's all right.
I could have been.
Yeah.
Natural Dutch coming out.
Could be. We talk about therapy every once in a while, or the rapist.
Yeah, well, that's
on this show.
It's a common mistake.
But in what appears to be an unusual approach to therapy, this therapist, her name's Giselle Merchant, she decided to use a couple's BDSM interests to get them to shut the fuck up and stop whining like little bitches.
Ball gags.
That was part of it.
Ooh.
It was. The therapist got this idea when the couple launched into a fit of bickering in her office about who got tied up more.
She never lets me tie her up. Well, I swear to God, I'm the one always tied up. She forgets to untie me, too.
Well, so the problem is that the two of them are both greedy switches, and they both like being dominant sometimes, but they both really enjoy being tied up. So the core issue is they need help with balancing the playtime. The doctor was so sick of their complaining that she just tied them up and gagged them for their entire session.
Good job.
And she's, they seemed happy. And they got, and she got some peace and quiet. She said, plus I got to have a little kinky fun too. So, and all around, it worked out for everybody. So another therapist that has been practicing the profession for over 30 years said that he didn't see a problem with what she did, with her solution. He said, I think a lot of us would love to strap a ball gag on some of our patients sometimes. But, I mean, as long as she's not fucking them, then there'd be no ethical breach.
Oh, sure. No. No, I can put a ball gag on you and whip you. That's completely cool. You know. You know, that's, doesn't that scare you about therapists?
And you're paying them to do it.
That you know, you don't necessarily have to be a doctor, and that one therapist goes, sure, it's okay in the normal therapy. I mean, we know a lot of kinky people, and yes, there could be a kinky therapist, you know, something of that nature, but a regular therapist, come on. A regular, everyday therapist tying somebody up, fuck that.
Not a regular therapist.
What are you doing? We definitely know people who do like BDSM therapy, like therapy mm-hmm. through BDSM.
Yep.
That's the whole purpose of it. And that's a different gig.
Yeah, that's a completely different gig.
I just want them to shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, God, I'm so sick and tired. It's like, oh, God, this fucking couple.
Doesn't that sound a little fucked up to you? I'm just tired of listening to you guys, bitch.
It's like, you're a therapist. You get paid to listen to people.
See, that's where you're wrong. It's the sign. Really the rapist.
I hear that all the time. People make that mistake. I don't get it. I thought it was just spaced out perfect.
Yeah.
Oi. You know, porn can inspire us to try new things in bed. It can also encourage us to be proud of our sexual desires. But it can also liven up a kind of blah sexual encounter. And masturbation sessions can kind of get a little bit quicker or better. Well, I know I can't. If I can't fucking pop off, then I sometimes I just need just that little kick from the porn. I don't know. And it's still the same, like, two go-to videos. Very weird. But most porn, especially mainstream, like, hetero porn, it's not necessarily the best way to learn how to actually have pleasurable, mutual, fulfilling sex.
No.
No.
Who said it was?
Well, a lot of people do.
It's called fantasy.
Well, here's something that you see in porn that just aren't true. Good box munching only takes a few seconds. That's not true. For people who are into getting their pussy eaten, normal people, anybody needs about 10 to 12 minutes of foreplay. Doesn't really mean you have to be eating her out or sucking dick, but, well, that's just me, because I just really don't care about pussy eating. I mean, I like it, but I just don't care. Anyway, whatever. But spit is the best lube. It says it can be helpful in a pinch, but spit dries too fast. And 96% of porn lube is applied off camera.
Yeah.
So if you guys think that it's just all blah, 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 spit, it's not.
And coochie juice is what they think.
That's right. And oh, yes, she squirted just like a fucking hose. No, that wasn't real.
Well, it was real, but it just didn't originate from her.
Yeah, they pumped her full of water.
Turkey basted her.
That's right. They turkey basted her. Exactly. Says men only care about their cocks during sex. No, men like to be touched other places, too.
Yeah.
Some men.
Oh.
Don't stick your finger there.
I mean, you could do like a 60-40, 60 cock, 40 everything else.
Well, what's everything else?
What do you mean, what's everything else? Anything else that may turn a man on. Which could be anything.
All right. The penetration is all women need to orgasm.
No.
No.
Who said that?
That's not true.
Porn says that?
Apparently, this is what people are learning from porn.
Huh.
It says all women love to be called slut in bed.
No. Wow.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
We like to be called whores, too.
Come on. The dirtier the better.
Call me a dirty fucking slut.
Some women do.
Call me a wildebeest.
Some men do. A lot of men and women don't.
The best sex positions involve putting your legs over your head. Well, it depends on the person.
Yeah, no, it
does. Because sometimes it is.
Yeah. I wouldn't say over your head, but there's an awful lot of porn sex positions that really you're going to find like maybe a half of 1% of the world actually enjoy, whereas just 99.9% really thinks it sucks balls. This is uncomfortable as fuck. Like, and it does not feel good.
It's like, oh my God.
That's for sure.
It's like, this is a job, because people don't fuck like this. You do it for the angles.
Sometimes the most comfortable ways to fuck, aren't the best ways to show, on camera what's going on. That's
no, because you can't. No.
You can't see.
That's right.
Sometimes. So it's all about seeing what's going on for the porn video.
Because then why else watch the porn?
And for God's sake, stop thinking porn's real.
Jesus.
Some people fuck like that. I mean, I'm sure it happens once in a while. You can't say all of anything. But yes, the vast majority of people do not go like ape shit bananas like that at all.
Another one is being jackhammered by a cock feels amazing to all women.
No.
No, it's not.
No.
And especially depends on the size of his dong, too.
No.
It's, ooh. All women want guys to come on their face.
Yeah. Wow.
There's a lot of girls that do not want jizz on their face.
That's another one where I don't know, all women. I didn't know that any women, they like it because their partner likes it maybe. But do they actually like it? I think, picking slim there.
Like, what do you like about it?
So, some girls may be willing to do it, But you're not going to find a whole lot of them that are, really rooting for it.
Yeah, do it. Well, she's saying that. She's really for you.
There are a lot of people who get off on their partner getting off, even if it's something they don't get off on.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it definitely happens.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I definitely know that. And then the last one is the only way to have good sex is to say yes to anything. It's not the only way to have good sex.
Yeah, all right. Well, it depends on what you're saying no to, though, as well. Fuck what? You want me to... No, I don't put that in my mouth, ever. Ew.
God, just stick it in my ass already. I don't suck dick. I fuck in my ass.
Ooh.
Get that right.
Mm.
I just want to just touch real quick on that puppy monkey baby.
Puppy monkey, the what?
Yeah, during the Super Bowl last night, there was a Mountain Dew. They attempted to create the most grotesque, unsettling, and just plain awful character of all.
Did they? Is that what they attempted to do?
Yeah, that's what they say. It said if you didn't see it, it's a mashup of a puppy, a monkey, and a baby.
Yeah.
And it's mocking, it's like, not mocking, it's hawking the product, and it's licking people's faces. These three guys on a couch, and it's gross.
I didn't think it was gross.
It was just weird. Did you know that Mountain Dew contains a flame retardant?
No. And asbestos?
And it's banned in several countries.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Wonder why.
I didn't know that.
Green food coloring?
I don't know.
What if it's like Slurm?
Oh. Ew.
I know. So it doesn't say why it's illegal?
No. Huh. Yeah, because it's got a flame retardant in it.
Huh.
That's why it's illegal. Like certain chemicals, people are like, no, you can drink that. We're not.
Ugh. Huh. Oh. I wonder what the flavor additive that you know, what does it add to the Mountain Dew? Which part of the dew is the flame retardant chemical?
It's the it makes it go down easier and prevents heartburn. I don't know. Who knows? A woman by the name of Renata Marquez, she thought it would be fun to experience some BDSM play after watching a woman get locked up into traditional wooden stocks at a local Ren fair.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about this because that is going on now here in Tampa. She said it looked fun and sexy and asked her boyfriend to take her to the local BDSM club and try it out.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of liked the idea. Much to her surprise, he liked her being locked up. He really liked her being locked up.
Oh, boy.
He delighted in tweaking her nose and groping her all over. Now, tweaking her nose, she fucking hated. Like, this was the worst. She's like, yeah, I kept saying to my head, I'm going to so fucking get him back after this. I'm really going to do it. But Marquez said that it wasn't as much fun as it was at the Ren Fair. She said the wood was uncomfortable. She didn't even think about not being able to use the bathroom or even to move around.
How long did he leave her locked up?
I don't know, but apparently quite a bit of the night. Because he said her boyfriend loved it so much, he got instructions off the internet on how to build his own.
Oh, boy. You got to be careful with the wooden stocks.
Yeah.
Pinch a finger. Yep.
It just makes me think of Frankenfinger.
Yep.
Ouchie! Squishy. Well, a close friend to the chick, to the Marquez, she said that she bitches a lot, but she secretly likes it. So the boyfriend admitted that Marquez bought two memberships on the way out of the club, and they plan to be back.
Oh, yeah. But you see, that's the thing, too, with even the BDSM. You know, there's a lot of things. There are things that, like minor things, like fucking with her nose or whatever, it may be that a dom will do to a sub really to irritate them. There's definitely some of that happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing horrible, but there's definitely things that a sub may not actually enjoy.
That's true.
You're locked up. That's the problem.
I don't think I'd like it.
No.
No,
I don't think you would. Not for a long period of time, no.
Mm-mm.
But even holding you down, you get a little nervous.
I do. Squirmy. Just because I do. So if you guys are like into that shit, I'm like perfect for you.
So she seemed to like, publicly at least, she liked doing it, you know, in front of a bunch of people better than just him and her.
Well, they hadn't built it yet. He just got the instructions to build it.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe it was just the whole public thing. I don't know. Now, as I said, as I promised, these are some things that guys have said in bed to women that, like, why the fuck would you say this kind of shit? Listen, your breasts are the reason I asked you out. Well, that, and you seem to be really dirty. You seem like you'd be really dirty in bed.
Well, is this after you had sex with them or before?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. It says, you remind me of... It was a family member, like my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister.
You're just like my sister.
You're above average. So fucking horrible. Damn, baby, you fine. I don't like them skinny girls.
Well, people hear that all the time, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, I know. Can I get your sister's number? How? It's terrible.
Does she like to do any of the things you like to do? Do you know?
Does she do them better?
Yeah.
Does she do things you won't do? That's a better question.
How about your mom?
Oh. Would you ever do something with your mom? How about your mom and your sister? Can you get like a thing going? Can I call him my dad? No.
Gross. He'd love a shot at this, honey.
Gross. I can't love you, but if you're okay with that, I would still like us to sleep together.
I could see a girl taking that every once in a while.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how you felt about the guy. If you didn't love, if you felt the same way, then whatever.
Yeah. No.
You're like, okay, you are speaking my language, dickhead.
Cool. You're a little soft. Do you not work out?
That's good.
If you just let me, I promise you won't get any diseases.
Oh, boy. Famous last words.
Says, are you sure you're a virgin? You don't feel like a virgin. Fucking asshole. And then just let me put it in. I promise not to move it.
Yeah, I think I've heard guys try to use that before.
Yeah.
I won't move around. I swear, I'll just sit there.
So that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And every one of them were like grade A ideas when they were coming out of their head, too.
Of course.
Like, what? I don't see the problem. Really? That's why I walked up and talked to you. You got great tits. What? Jesus, I don't like girls who work out. God, you're perfect. I like you nice and round. Floppy.
I like them round.
It's my favorite.
Hey.
It's awesome.
Come be my friend. You like them that way?
Sure.
I'll hook you up and then I'll make you a sandwich.
Sure.
And send you off with a cookie and a juice box.
Yeah. Well, so, you need to replace the blood somehow.
Oh, I got yelled at for saying, they're saying, oh my gosh, Lady Gaga's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner was amazing. It was like, it made me well up. I said, okay, I admit she sounded good, but she should stick to music and quit what she called that so-called acting that she does. And,
yeah.
And I said, at least she put on some fucking eyebrows for the occasion. She's like, oh my God, why are you so mean? I was like, what are you talking about? She can't act for shit.
Well, I wouldn't say for shit, but it's really, it's she went on that show, American Horror Story, and she was just like, she did good for a singer, yes, but she wasn't as good as the rest of the cast.
Right.
The rest of the cast was completely out of their mind good, and she's just average.
Yeah.
You know, and it was the first thing she ever did, so what do you expect?
True.
But so she did a good job. You know, it just sticks out when everybody around you has these really...
It's so much better.
Well, they have these really fucked up out there characters that they're playing, and you're not... I mean, you're out, but you're not as out there as they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not as much character in your character, I don't think.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You were
gotcha.
Just playing you.
That's
that
true.
Drank blood. That's it. Come on.
Oh, there's this. I was gonna get into some couples have these rules for sex that are pretty ridiculous, but I'll just squeeze in one because we only have time. It says if one of us isn't in the mood for sex and the other one is, we give the other one 24 hours to get in the mood before masturbating. This isn't to stop masturbating. The purpose is to increase the frequency of our intimacy while giving the other one a little space and understanding.
Huh. Threaten to masturbate. Okay.
Not even threat. Well.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're saying, if you don't fuck in the next 24 hours, I'm going to diddle. So go diddle. What? Why are you waiting 24 hours? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Go rub one out. What are you doing? What am I like the fucking...
Diddle police?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Jesus Christ, not every orgasm you have has to come from my hand. What the fuck?
Jesus.
It's ridiculous.
It is. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to get out of here for tonight. Now, like I said, you can catch me on KinkyKatieRadio.com, Google Kinky Katie Radio, Facebook Kinky Katie Radio, Twitter @KinkyKatieRadio. It's all good. If Friday afternoon, I'll be doing Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you hear chipmunks, it's supposed to sound like that, and it's all good.
Then, just like the intermission.
Just like the intermission. Yeah. Then I return on Friday night for One Night Stand, hosted by Miss Amber. It's all fucking awesome. Get my archives on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube. It's free. Give me 5 stars. Give me a comment or two. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great week. I'll be posting stuff, so see you on social media. Kiss on your butts. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.